Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most dramatic depictions of the conversion of St. Paul was painted by Caravaggio, the great Italian Baroque artist, in 1601. It hangs in the church of Santa Maria del Popolo in Rome. I hope someday you will get to see it and study it, but mostly that you'll get to pray in its presence. Caravaggio has profound lessons to teach us, not only about what happened to St. Paul on the road to Damascus, but what happens to us on our own road of life. Let me highlight just three striking features of this masterpiece. First, the background of the painting is completely dark. Even though St. Paul said the event occurred when the sun was at its zenith, at noon. This black background is called tenebroso, which in Italian means dark, gloomy, mysterious. But the darkness also means a lack of landscape, and therefore a loss of orientation. No sky or earth, no up or down, no east or west. A sort of suspended animation, a stepping out of the normal rhythm of life. Second, St. Paul has fallen off his horse. He's been knocked off his high horse. And he has hit the ground, and he's on his back, and his arms are straight up, and his knees are bent. But it feels like he's still falling, even though he's clearly hit the ground. An odd combination. Again, St. Paul is experiencing a disjointedness with his surroundings. And third, and this is kind of humorous, the largest figure in the painting is a horse. And it's the horse's rear end that dominates the painting. And the groom, the one who takes care of the horse, pays more attention to the frightened animal than to the future apostle. Did you ever watch that old Batman television series with Adam West? Whenever it was a scene with bad guys, like the Joker or Penguin, the camera angle was always tilted a little. The director was using his artistic medium, a video, to convey that something is wrong here. This is not normal. The world is awry with the presence of evil. That's the point of Caravaggio's painting of the conversion of St. Paul. Not all is right in Paul's world. His world is awry when Jesus' light bursts in. There are actually three separate accounts of the conversion of the story, the conversion story of St. Paul in the Acts of the Apostles. First in chapter 9, then in chapter 22, and then again in chapter 26. But in each account, the story is dark, dramatic, and decisive. Three things result from this miraculous moment, this personal encounter with Christ. First, Paul needs the help of others. Because he is blinded by the light of Christ, he must be led by the hand to Ananias, a spiritual guide, who gives Paul a new orientation. Second, Paul must be baptized and have his sins washed away. And third, he must share his story. In other words, when Jesus breaks into Paul's life, it's not just a great joyful experience after which he can go back to business as usual. Rather, Jesus takes Paul out of his tenebroso, out of the dark, the gloomy and mysterious, the lack of landscape of his sinful life, and places Paul in a new landscape, the landscape of love. Paul's world is no longer awry. It is not tilted and off-center with the presence of evil. He's not on the road to Damascus. He's on the road to a true destiny. What road do you find yourself on these days? Does your world feel tenebroso, dark, gloomy, mysterious? Is there a lack of landscape? Do you feel disoriented and can't tell which way is up or down, which way is east or west? Do you feel sometimes like a horse's rear end? We all feel that way at one time or another. And we need a profound encounter with Christ. We need Jesus to knock us off our high horse. Just like there are multiple accounts of Paul's conversion in Acts, so we usually need multiple experiences of conversion to Christ before we're fully changed from frightened animals to fearless apostles. When that encounter happens, follow Paul's example. Seek a spiritual guide. Have your sins washed away and share your story. And then maybe you won't feel so much like a horse's rear end. Praised be Jesus Christ.